Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to this live Monday edition of the Alex Jones broadcast. It is the 20th day of June 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Professor David Ray Griffin, expert on the 9/11 inside job, best-selling author, will be joining us coming up in the third hour to discuss all the latest propaganda involved with the 9/11 cover-up that is unraveling at the seams, busting holes in their fraud just at record levels. And the famous MI5 agent who blew the whistle on, well, government bombings in England, where they would carry out bombings, the evidence shows, to blame it on their political enemies. Whistleblower David Shaler will be joining us coming up in the second hour. And, folks, he hasn't been doing a lot of interviews. In fact, really any that we can find since he got out of prison for 6 months, not for doing anything wrong. They admit that what he said was true about the government. It's just that he's not supposed to violate his secrecy orders and tell the public when the British government is engaging in criminal activities. And he's also going to talk about 9/11 with us today. He's going to get into how the British government will plant fake news stories to then discredit people that are exposing them. They do this over and over again, very similar to Karl Rove putting out fake documents in the midst of a scandal. Everything about the scandal's true, but the particular document will be a fake. The media will pick up on the fake, ignoring all the other real documents, and then disprove the fake, thus discrediting the whole lot. They do this over and over again. That's why I've been very suspicious. I've said this for the last 2 weeks, of the Downing Street memo. Last Thursday night on Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie asked me what I thought of the Downing Street memo, and I said it was extremely suspect. That was at the start of the special fifth hour that he did. He said, "What do you think of this?" And I said, "Well, we know from other documents and their own admissions that they lied about WMDs, but notice the media doesn't focus in on, say, the Niger uranium yellow cake document. Now, that gets ignored, but they're focusing on these Downing Street, now seven memos. One or two of them will probably be fake, and now it looks like that may be the case." Again, it's simple. What they focus on is generally the fake thing they've planted. They call this a honeypot. It's really easy to figure out what they're up to once you know their game, but now, if you say there's memos that Bush had prior knowledge and, or that Bush lied or that Bush made stuff up, they'll go, no, that's a fake. You can go, well, I have the document written by Dick Cheney. Well, let's just ignore that. The Army is going to be patrolling the streets in England to stop hooligans. Just martial law everywhere for absolutely no reason. Headline, now happy hour ends with martial law. I heard Rush Limbaugh rebroadcast yesterday talking about how wonderful Gitmo is and how it's a vacation spot, and how he's selling T-shirts, advertising it as a wonderful place. So Paul Watson and I got together and wrote a detailed article about it that's on prisonplanet.com, and I appreciate Paul putting in the lion's share of that work. It's an excellent little six-page piece of debunking that really exposes what we're dealing with. I'll be covering that. Asian stocks slip on record oil price rise, now right at $60 und barrel. That's just some of what's coming up. There's just so much coming up. Believe me, you do not want to miss it. On the other side of this quick break, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Please stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Second segment, 8 minutes, 40 seconds into this first hour. We do have former MI5 agent who blew the whistle on government-sponsored terrorism coming on in the second hour, David Shaler. Then in the third hour, Professor David Ray Griffin will also be joining us to talk about the latest developments concerning 9/11 and the ongoing establishment desperate cover-up that is going on. Asian stocks slip on record oil rise. Reuters reports that U.S. oil hit a record above $59 a barrel on Monday, with traders fearing both strong demand and limited supply, pushing most Asian share markets lower but prompting strong gains in resource shares, that is energy shares. Traders placed the next psychological target for crude at $60 a barrel after a threat on Friday against Western consulates in OPEC member Nigeria jolted a market that already was worried about tight supplies. The oil market is on a permanent test. Can it keep up with the demand in any one period? Said Commonwealth Bank of Australia commodities analyst Tobin Gorey. Supply is tight and demand is still growing. The euro tumbled against the dollar after European Union leaders failed to agree on a budget, deepening a crisis triggered after French and Dutch voters rejected a proposed EU constitution. Japan's Nikkei share average fell 0.24% in morning trading, threatening a six-session winning streak. MSCI's index of non-Japanese Asian share markets rose 0.1%, supported by Australia's S&P/ASX 200, where resource shares jumped. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was the region's biggest gainer, up 0.27% by 0240 GMT time, while South Korea's KOSPI was the top loser, off 0.8%. The benchmark in Singapore was down by a fifth, while Taiwan edged up 0.1%. Oil sales and scales, new peaks, eyes the $60 benchmark. Again, they have soared to their all-time high right now, ladies and gentlemen, of 59.18. And right now, hours into trading, it looks like it may even go higher. Just talking about the police state, Army could patrol UK streets, young Britons enjoying drink-soaked nights out around Britain this summer could soon be in for the shock, a report said late on Saturday. Troops patrolling the streets to keep order. In an attempt to crack down on alcohol-fueled disorder, dozens of towns around the country will draft in military police to help civilian officers arrest drunken yobs, the Sunday Telegraph reported. Home Secretary Charles Clarke has ordered the initiative following an experiment at a town in Hertfordshire, southern England, where military police were used to patrol the streets late at night. And let's stop right there. We have BBC reports from 2 years ago where Ukrainian troops in Scotland were pulling families out of cars on rural dirt roads and searching vehicles. Families were crying. Fathers got mad. Violence was even threatened by some of the Scots, normally very peaceful people. And then they said, oh, it's just a drill. We apologize. London has 4 million plus cameras. I say 4 million because that number is almost a year old. They're always adding more. They now face scan. They scan your movements. They listen to what you say. Artificially intelligent computers listen for keywords. Microphones are everywhere. Same thing here in Austin. Thousands of cameras, thousands of microphones, more going in routinely, federally funded everywhere. But we look at England a few years, about 3 or 4 years ahead of us with all of this police state mechanisms. In most areas, they're ahead of us, and some they're not. Texas barely defeated, thanks to you, the listeners of this broadcast, because the news never picked it up, transponders in all of our inspection stickers that would be used to start taxing us via the radio readers that have already been put up on all the major roads. They put those radio readers up 5 years ago all over the state. I first saw them 8 years ago in Houston and San Antonio, and they now admit exactly what they are. I simply went online and many years ago and searched out the company selling them and found that those indeed were radio frequency readers, and now, lo and behold, they're announcing what they've done. But with the military, about 6 years ago, I was given video that we aired on the TV show at Fiesta, a big party they have in downtown San Antonio every year. I've never been, but I hear it's a lot of fun. A big festivity, and basically a weekend party where everybody goes wild, all the restaurants and shops and the Riverwalk, and it showed, we have the video, military police from the Air Force being the strongest contingent of the four armed services, the four branches in San Antonio. What are there, like five Air Force bases down there? Military police from the Air Force were searching bags, were helping police, were arresting people. We have video and photos in Alabama. It's all in my new film, Martial Law, where everyone going into the towns, period, the children, the mothers, the fathers, are searched by Alabama Defense Forces, literal goon squads, out there with their armored vehicles and their guns searching the vehicles. We've had special forces training all over the country, urban warfare drills with the Marines, the Army, and foreign troops trained to take over our cities. And now, all over the country, we're hearing that the military is out helping run DUI checkpoints and, quote, searching the vehicles. I mean regular Army, regular Marines, but not on our border, not on your life. Can't do that. So that's all this really is training you to live under martial law. Tony Blair has introduced legislation where the people will be arrested en masse and shipped to, quote, rest and relocation centers in their emergency relocation contingency plan. All of this is about acclimating. So whatever you're seeing in England is now being done here. In fact, about 2 months ago, during Mardi Gras, we aired a local newscast that we were given. This is in one of the weekly TV reports out of Galveston, Texas, where regular Army and National Guard teamed up along with the State Guard to shove on citizens, to arrest people with police. They arrest you if you don't have an inspection sticker for any reason. You're instantly arrested. And it showed the troops yelling and screaming at the citizens, marching down the parade, bugging their eyes out at everyone. Folks, this is total martial law. Here's the London Telegraph on this today. Now happy hour ends with martial law. Ministers have ordered the Army onto the streets to join an all-out summer campaign against antisocial behavior and violent behavior by yobs. That's a British term for basically drunken teenagers. What about arresting them? What about prosecuting? They could already do that. They just choose. See, this is all by design. They choose to not enforce. Then it becomes a crisis. Well, it's like 2 years ago, one of the most highly decorated RAF fighter pilots of World War II. I mean, this guy had the equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor. I forget the name of it, the Royal Cross or something. But it said in the reports that he was like one of the most 10 decorated British RAF people, okay, officers. They'd broken in his house. They'd beat him up. They'd broken in his house over 10 times. He finally aimed a toy gun at them and said, get out of here. They arrested him. We're going to charge him. He was facing several years in prison. He apologized to the Queen and the government and committed suicide. That's how pathetic and brainwashed he was. And that's just one example. You've heard about the farmer gets brutally robbed 3 times. They're assaulting his wife. He pulls out a 100-year-old shotgun passed down secretly by his family. Shotgun's one of them. And the guy he injures sues him and wins, and he got like 40 years in prison. He's still in prison. So I see these reports every day out of England, by the way. Every day we post stuff along these lines. So this is the model. I'm not just picking a few cases here. You remember the famous Beatle? He just died of cancer last year. Well, while he was under cancer treatment 3 years ago, the guy breaks in, is raping his wife, trying to stab her. He fights back. She breaks a light over the guy's head. And there were discussions of charging her for hitting him over the head as he's stabbing the Beatle. Was it Harrison? So, yeah, it was George Harrison. I don't really follow music much. I forget the name. It was George Harrison. So this is the type of stuff we deal with. Just type in, man arrested for stabbing a sailor. You'll get hundreds of reports. You know, people in their homes, as they're being stabbed themselves, grab the knife away and stab, and are charged. You're supposed to lay there like a jellyfish and take it. People hit criminals over the head with pokers out of their fireplaces, jail time. 4 million cameras. And so Bedlam breaks out, and when Bedlam breaks out, oh, well, we'll put the troops on the streets. Oh, you throw a piece of gum on the street, we're going to give you 6 months in jail. On and on and on and on. Oh, 2- and 3-year-olds, toddlers, if they show aggressive behavior, we'll criminally enroll you in probation. That was last week. See, this was the plan, get us all into the system. Masses of news, masses of information. Believe me, we haven't hit the tip of the iceberg. It's coming up.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you could fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
I won't back down. I can't back down. A giant prison is being built for all of us. Illegitimate criminal groups have seized control of our Western governments, are openly setting up a police state, and they're telling us it's patriotic to not ask questions and to do whatever they say and to go along with whatever wars they push and to let them take our liberties. No, that is criminal. That is treasonous. That is treacherous. That is seditious. It is our right. It is our duty to resist it with every fiber of our beings. America isn't about being in a police state and worshiping government. America is about being a free country. And look around you at all the regulations, the controls, the manipulations of our lives. This isn't what our country is supposed to be. Look at the news I've got. The U.S. war with Iran has already begun. You know, I pointed this out a year ago because our government's been inserting special forces troops all over Iran. The troops are already there. And Scott Ritter, who's been proven completely accurate, has now been proven even more accurate, and he's put out a report on this. Also, a classic sting operation enacted as Downing Street memos called possible hoaxes. Are Downing Street memos authentic or elaborate hoaxes? Blogs question credibility of reporter who typed copies, destroyed originals to protect those he claimed were his sources. Now, the government admits they're accurate, but then their discussions are one of the memos, not the originals. And again, this discredits then the entire discussion. And they do this over and over again. It's like in the middle of the torture photos out of Abu Ghraib coming out, these photos of Iraqis being urinated on by British troops were released, and then it turned out it was the British government that released those fakes because there were all these other real photos. They wanted to get out ahead of the story with fakes, then a week later discredit the fakes. And they always get caught doing this, but it's in the back of the paper, and the average person thinks, oh, they're all fakes then. It's amazing. This has all the hallmarks of a sting operation, Paul Watson wrote. The Murdoch papers released the Downing Street memo story worldwide, despite the fact that the British government has already admitted that the information in the documents is true, and many more, which essentially say the same thing, were later released. This one document was photocopied, allowing the mainstream media to raise questions about its authenticity and kill the story. Forget the fact that Bush told his own biographer that he wanted to invade Iraq and be a war president back in 99. That's his own biographer. Forget the 98 and 2000 PNAC documents, which called for removing Hussein as a means of getting a foothold in the Middle East. This one memo was a photocopy. That means Bush never planned to invade Iraq all along and never lied about WMD to justify it. He was just an unfortunate victim of misguided intelligence. Now the intense activist pressure to get the mainstream media to cover the Downing Street memo is thrown back in their face, and alternative research is discredited while the establishment gets another pat on the back. It's amazing how they keep employing the same tactic, and people keep falling for it. The Pentagon admits multiple cases of Koran abuse in its own reports, but in this one instance, Newsweek's source may have been wrong when he said that they flushed it down the toilet when they only threw it in the toilet and urinated on it. This means that any allegations of Koran abuse are null and void. This means that Guantanamo Bay really is a nice place to stay, a holiday home, according to Rush Limbaugh. The Bush AWOL story was known and admitted for years, but the CBS documents related to the one specific time period of Bush's military service may be forgeries. That means the whole story collapses and Bush never went AWOL. What's next? An investigation by the History Channel concludes that 1,000 of thousands of pieces of evidence of Gladio used to prove the world was round is slightly inaccurate. I misread that. It's what's next? An investigation by the History Channel concludes that one of the thousands of pieces of evidence used by Galileo used to prove the world was round is slightly inaccurate. Therefore, any further claims of the world being round are now pure conspiracy theory. Good job, Paul. Man, I tell you, in about 8 paragraphs, you destroyed them. Well done. Oh, and I've got a bunch more of these here. I tell you, where to start. UK helped train massacre army in Uzbekistan. That's out of the Scotsman. Louisiana town. This is what happens when I try to speed up here. I start bumbling. So I'm going to slow down. I just want to get to your calls, but we'll cover the news first, and we'll get to them. 1-800-259-9231. So I'm going to slow down. We're going to cover the news, then go to your calls. Louisiana town stunned by church child sex ring. Satanist. And so much more coming up after this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Plow through some more of this news and decipher some of the globalist propaganda, and then we'll go to some of your calls on this live Monday edition, 1-800-259-9231. Big guest, MI5, that's British internal and CIA agent, will be joining us on government terrorism, 9/11, bombings in England, you name it. Then Professor David Ray Griffin coming up in the third hour, so just a jam-packed broadcast today. Before I get back into the news, though, last week, this week's showing of martial law at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar was sold out. It was basically already sold out last Tuesday, or 9 days before we were even going to show it. And I found out why. The normal theater seats about 230 people. And it's a huge theater because, you know, on top of that, every person has their own table to eat. So, you know, a 230-person theater is just gigantic. For some reason, because of a bunch of new movies coming out, they could only give me this week the 130-person theater. And so that's why it sold out so early. So I'm offering, and this is the last one because I'm too busy to keep doing this, next Monday, the 27th, 8 p.m., Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, It will be the last showing in the 230 or 240 big theater. Last showing next Monday or the 29th. That will be the last showing. You can go to InfoWars.com, link through via the Safe Secure online shopping cart over to the Alamo Draft House, and purchase your tickets beforehand. Or if you live in Central Texas and are going down South Lamar and want to stop and buy tickets, or you have friends or family that work in Austin, you can ask them to go to the door and buy tickets early. You can do that as well. But I got a sneaking suspicion that this will sell out by this weekend. A lot of people have been disappointed. A lot of folks have been turned away. I don't like it. I wish these theaters held 500 people and, you know, they could just have a couple of events. But they keep selling out. We're having one more showing of Martial Law. One more. Coming up on the 27th next Monday. And tickets for that are still available. Martial Law is my best film. It is 2 hours and 35 minutes. The main film is. Then the extras on the DVD are 25 minutes long. So it comes out to a little over 3 hours long. But we show 235 minutes in the theatrical release. And Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, out of the ashes of September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp, from the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctums of the secret society that controls it. Martial Law reveals the master plan of a group hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media, plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into their own prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Get Martial Law. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Get the Masters of Terror. Make copies. They're so effective. They're so powerful. Most people that will sit down and watch these videos are having the blinders taken off. And I want to commend those that have gotten the films. I want to thank those that have gotten them and have made copies. You've had a great effect. Please, if you've gotten them and haven't made copies, make copies. If you haven't ordered the videos, please get them today. The toll-free number to order the films is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv, and for 15 cents a day, we have monthly and yearly subscriptions. You can see all 12 of my films, a whole bunch of other documentaries, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books. It's the best deal out there, prisonplanet.tv. All right. Let's get into the news. I'll tell you what. Let's just take a few calls right now, and then I'll go back into the news. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Denver, Colorado. Robert, go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate that. Right off the bat, I recorded the 911 roundtable Thursday onto my hard drive. I only listened to about half of it, but the half I did listen to was excellent. You did a great job. By the way, I commend you for not the level of Peter Lance when he started to attack you, which I thought was just ridiculous. They called you names. It was just idiotic, and I lost a lot of respect for him. But you, above that, you didn't go there. You just spoke your piece and left it at that. So thanks for being a professional. Appreciate that. And the great roundtable. I thought it was interesting, though, even though that Mike disagreed with you, he was at least polite. He didn't call you names. So that was cool.
Yeah, you're talking about the most highly anticipated coast-to-coast program ever.
Yeah.
I mean, they hyped it for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And they did have record listeners and tens of millions of people per hour hearing the truth. And, yeah, even the two guys I was debating, they really couldn't argue with me.
Well, all Peter could do was call your name. Mike was, but Michael's cool. He didn't agree with you, but he at least was a professional.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, he knew the minute he name called, he'd lose the debate.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks again for being professional. I read an article by a guy named John Newby on news that sends me daily emails and such. And his latest article is really interesting. He says that the Social Security is unconstitutional. Would you agree with that?
It is unconstitutional, and but that's a whole other discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's complex reasons why it's unconstitutional, but it's also a lot of really simple reasons why it's unconstitutional. Why does he say it's unconstitutional?
You know, I don't remember off the top of my head. He didn't really get into that too much, but he just crunched some numbers and said, if you put in X number of dollars at a simple 5% percentage rate after about, you know, 30, 40 years or so, you should walk away with well over $1 million, but clearly that doesn't happen with anyone who's getting Social Security.
Conservatively, several million. Thanks for the call. Over $1 million in 30 years with about a 3.5%. Now, the problem is in 30 years, $1 million will probably be like $100,000. You know, that's another way the globalists steal from us is this inflation. And they tell you there's no inflation or that we have really low inflation. Folks, I bought a Mustang in high school, okay, off of money that I earned from jobs. And that thing was about, oh, I guess about $15,000. And that was only about 15 years ago. I'm only 31 years old. Now, the similar Mustang is about $30,000 or more today. A Chevy Silverado that was $12,000 15 years ago is like $25,000. Look at the cost of education. Look at the cost of oil, the cost of gasoline. Look at your power bill. Look at your phone bill. Look at your cable bill. Look at the price of everything. I remember when a gallon of milk was about a third of what it is now. So, folks, they can tell you all day there's no inflation. It's poppycock. And look, the government, being in the business of a supplementary retirement or pension, that's socialism. Now, I'm not saying even get rid of Social Security. Let's be clear. It's like having a non-malignant tumor. That is a tumor that isn't growing very fast, or a tumor that isn't going to metastasize and launch other cancer blobs all over the body, you know, balls of cells. But still, it's attached to your lungs, it's attached to your heart, it's making you have heart problems because it's simply grown into some of your nerve endings. The doctors look at it and tell you, we really can't cut this thing out. We're so dependent. So many people are so wedded to it that, you see, now they've got us. And so now it's, oh, let's privatize, which actually brings you deeper down the slippery slope because they're going to run a bunch of different scams with that. It isn't true privatization. Now, if they just said, period, that, and I looked at the different plans, but let's say they said we're going to take half the money of young people, and they can invest it anywhere they want, as long as it's a quote, you know, not somebody selling mine shafts or miracle magic health products, then they would still get almost $1 million. And then take the other half their money and put it in for the people that are currently on Social Security. The problem is Social Security payments are so much larger compared to what people have paid in, plus you have the problem with what they say doesn't exist, inflation, that it wouldn't even be near the amount to pay people what they're currently getting, and people are living on that. So they got us, folks. They got us in socialism, and it's just going to get deeper and deeper. And who are the authors of all of this socialism? Who penned it? The big corporations. They've always wanted a big government that they can use to control the population. And the left won't tell you that, and neither will the conservatives, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, who won't talk about how Bush is for gun control, who won't talk about how Bush is for open borders, who won't talk about how Bush appoints all these pro-abortion judges, who won't talk about Bush signing on to UNESCO. No, he'll just say you're a communist if you're against Bush. And the poor, pathetic left is against Bush for all the wrong reasons. And talk about how the evil Matt Drudge and Limbaugh are attacking Clinton. Hillary hangs out with Rupert Murdoch. They got an alliance going. Clinton vacations on a monthly basis with the Bushes. Barbara now calls him their son. Clinton calls them his parents. I told you they were narcotics traffickers together in the 1980s when he was governor over MENA. I interviewed the CIA agents who were there unloading the cocaine. It looked like a major metropolitan airport or something. So many aircraft were coming in. Jets and prop-driven C-130s. I just don't know what to say anymore. It's a WWF wrestling match. It's totally fake. All right, let's get into some other news here. After I knock the microphone off the off its stand, I am really fired up. I got lots of sleep this weekend, coming off getting no sleep last Thursday. Look at this article. I could spend all day on this. There was another article out of Eastern Europe where they grabbed this nun who just became a nun 6 months ago, and they crucified her and killed her. Orthodox Church. And the guy looks like Charlie Manson, the priest that killed her. He hadn't even been arrested yet. And they didn't even give her the proper funeral, saying she was a witch. And the nuns went along with killing her. And that just shows the mind control. It's normally the devil worshippers are normally the people posing as the preachers, posing as the conservative Christian president. But people just can't believe it because of the trappings of goodness. And that's why I'm going to cover this article now out of Fox News. It's actually the Associated Press posted on Fox News. Louisiana town stunned by church child sex ring. From his storefront next door, Donald Moore got an up-close look at the strange changes that went on at the once bustling Hosanna Church. For one thing, the congregation had dwindled to a handful of reclusive members who chased away visitors. For another, the windows were painted white so no one could see in, and just before it closed its doors, for good a couple years ago, 8 dump trucks came in and spread dirt over the church's back lot. Last month, these suspicions played out in the way almost no one in this southeastern Louisiana town of 5,000 could have imagined. 9 people, including the pastor, his wife, and a sheriff's deputy, were accused of engaging in cult-like sexual activity with children and animals inside the hall of worship. 8 now face child rape charges that could bring the death penalty. You can't believe something like this was going on right under your own feet. And church members have admitted it. They were sacrificing, and there's a pentagram inside the church. Authorities said witnesses have described the use of robes, pentagrams on the church floor. Well, why not make these people president then? Bush goes to a place where they do that. I shot video of it. Skull and Bones does that. I mean, it's Christian. It's of the Lord. Bush is anointed. Authorities said witnesses have described the use of robes, pentagrams on the church floor, sex with a dog, and the sacrifice of cats. The alleged victims are suspected to number up to 24 include children ranging from infants to young teens, some of them the offspring of those accused. I've been a prosecutor in some rape cases and child molestation cases, but I've never heard of a group accused of doing anything like this, said the Tang Femia, I can't pronounce this, Parish Sheriff Daniel Edwards, a former state prosecutor. Investigators believe the abuse case in 99 and continued until the church closed in 03, but it was not until a woman called from Ohio in April saying she had fled to protect her child that police claim they had even an inkling of what had happened. About the same time, the church pastor, 45-year-old Louis Lampanica, walked into the neighboring Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office, sat down, and according to investigators, named names and detailed activities inside the church. Lamonica was arrested, followed by eight other authorities said, and described as central members of the ring. All but one are being held without bond. Even the tipster from Ohio, Nicole Bernrad, was arrested on rape charges along with her ex-husband. So you know it's bad when they're even arresting the tipster. And I can't read any more, folks. There's two more pages of this, and I'm not going to read what they allegedly did. But sounds like something out of Eyes Wide Shut. But that's, I mean, that's your Christian conservative leaders, folks. You know, why it's a church. They couldn't be doing anything wrong there. It was once a church with over 1,000 members. This huge church, but they kicked everybody out. The preacher did, so he could worship Lucifer. Lucifer. Even if you don't believe in the devil, you're an atheist out there. There are people that do believe in it, and they run your government. And they've got a vaccine they want to give you because they care about you.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Coming up, right when we start this next hour, we're going to have David Shaler, member of MI5, former member of MI5, with just unbelievable revelations on internal terrorism by the government in England. Terrorism obviously involved with the government in 9/11. This is going to be a major news-making interview, and we're honored to have him coming up. I know I said I'd take calls. Took about 50 last Friday, but then I have to ask all the people that are holding loaded phone lines to just stay with us. We'll get to you in the next hour, but I got to cover this next piece of news here. I've just got to cover it. I called Paul Watson yesterday, sent him some notes, asked him to write an article about this, and he outdid my greatest expectations of him. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. Rush Limbaugh plumbs new depths of perversion, releases Gitmo t-shirt line. Oxycontin quaffing, Bush worshipping torture apologist Rush Limbaugh has plumbed a new low in both sickness and inaccuracy. Limbaugh has been hawking a new line of caps, t-shirts, mugs that depict the Guantanamo Bay detention camp in Cuba as a holiday resort. The t-shirt above reads, "Your tropical retreat from the stress of jihad." Another reads, "I got my free Koran and free prayer rug at Gitmo." And another, "My mullah and I went to Club Gitmo and all I got was this lousy t-shirt." Limbaugh has been promoting the products on his radio show in an attempt to bolster the Bush administration's recent assertions that Camp X-Ray really is a nice place to stay, in the face of its critics calling for the camp's closure. Recall that this is the same Rush Limbaugh who last year said, and we have that clip on the website, that Abu Ghraib prison guards were just having a good time and blowing off some steam. That official U.S. Army reported to Abu Ghraib list activities that Limbaugh defines as harmless fun. They include breaking chemical lights and pouring the phosphoric liquid on detainees, sodomizing detainees with chemical lights. I can't read some of this. Positioning a naked detainee, goes on, raping children, a male guard having sex with a female detainee, rape, beating detainees to death. This is what's admitted, by the way. People have been convicted of this. All of the above are great ways to relax, according to Rush Limbaugh. Raping children and beating people to death is a harmless fraternity fun. We know from every investigation, government disclosure, prisoner testimony, and whistleblower testimony that exactly the same, even worse, procedures are taking place at Guantanamo Bay. The Abu Ghraib torture policy was the same one being used previously at Gitmo. We have a link to that. The policy was called Copper Green, and it was masterminded by Donald Rumsfeld. Does it sound like a summer holiday camp to you? Numerous different detainees have, upon their releases, confirmed that torture is taking place and that people are routinely beaten to death. Been a whole bunch of deaths at Gitmo. Oh, but of course those dirty terrorists would say that. They hate America. They're trained to lie, says Rumsfeld. The truth is that, as the LA Times reported, no leaders of Al-Qaeda were identified as being at Guantanamo. That's because the U.S. government ordered all poor cavemen who were shoved onto the front lines by the Taliban to be arrested. Even paid bounties for innocent people to be arrested. That was mainstream news 2 weeks ago. While they safely evacuated 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream, by accident, of course, from Kunduz in Afghanistan. It's the same in Iraq, where 70 to 90% are arrested by mistake. We have a link to the Army report. And others for trivial things such as not presenting their papers at checkpoints, oh, the freedom, or selling alcohol without a license. The Guantanamo prisoners were described by the London Guardian as Pakistani and Afghan farmers, shoemakers, and taxi drivers who were forced to fight for the Taliban. Most of those people are Stone Age cave dwellers who can't even find America on a map. Jamal al-Harith related how he suffered a brutal attack by U.S. military police because he refused to have a mystery injection. During the beating, the officers barked in automated unison, "Comply, comply, comply, do not resist, do not resist." Other detainees have gone public and said that they were being raped by menstruating prostitutes. That's admitted. Suicide attempts are common, and after it was admitted by the Pentagon that there were 5 in 3 weeks, the news media mysteriously shut up and stopped talking about it. The article goes on and on. We'll hopefully get to it later. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.